Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jay Gruden is coming up 1 hour from now. Plenty of time for your phone calls as well. You're going to hear my quick conversation one-on-one after the game with Diami Brown. And as well, we'll try and get to some Zach Ertz group audio as I talk to him. I know Kevin had him on at the end of his show, one-on-one and all that stuff. So we don't want to overdo it. But obviously such a huge win and all the different combatants involved. So try and have that for you as well. Looking for your best headline, your visceral reaction to where you were in the moment and what you were experiencing in the moment. And also, was this the most significant moment in Northwest Stadium / FedEx Field history? Again, individual moment, I think yes. Significance, no. Because for me, winning a division-winning game 2012 against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, do or die, has to reign supreme over last night. But this, for me, is way more important than the Robert 76-yard touchdown run against Minnesota week 6 of 2012. Anything that my beloved Kirk Cousins did, anything that has happened in and around that. Now, granted, I was not here prior to on the beat 2009 and in Washington 2007, but I was doing national radio and on the old 106.7 WJFK, but covering the whole world, the whole league. So not always paying attention to every little detail. I know there were moments. I got it. Clinton Portis's run, Sean Taylor, I got it. I understand all that. I'm more looking for, like, in the last 15 years, say the Jim the post Joe Gibbs part era, okay? Because there was sadness, obviously, at the end of that. So almost like, hey, since that point, what have we experienced? 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the phones and talk to, Jacques in Maryland. What's up, Jacques? How are you?
Hi. Good show. Good
Thank
show.
You. Appreciate
First time caller.
Nice to have you. Hang on. 1 second. Hang Whoa. On, Jack. Oh, wait. What did Ric Flair say? Oh, okay. All right, we'll give you a couple of extra woos.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay. To me, I would label it as finally that justice was served because we dominated the game, the whole game, and it would have been hard to lose that game.
Justice was served. Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, your overall point is they were this close. Never mind the miracle and what happened. They were this close to just a gut-wrenching defeat, right? Because even though they blew plenty of opportunities, penalties, inefficiency, and overtime in the red zone and all that stuff, I mean, they were about to lose 15-12. And And I was just, again, thinking on that drive, get into field goal position to extend the game, to take a shot that way, and instead they win the game.
Yeah. And I was at home watching it. But with when Chicago went up, with 25 seconds on the clock, I just recorded the rest. I couldn't watch. I couldn't bear to watch.
Oh, wow. So you didn't see it live?
No, but when I saw the result, I went in and watched it.
Oh, my goodness.
My heart couldn't take that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So what were you doing? You taped it and didn't watch it live. What did you go to do?
I thought they were going to lose. So
sure. But what were you what were you doing instead?
Well, I was not doing anything, just waiting.
Okay. All right.
30 minutes after the game.
I got you.
To watch the rest.
I got you.
To watch the results.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were on like the royal throne or anything like that. You know, I was just
no.
No. Thank you, Jacques. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you.
Make sure you call back again.
301-230-0980. All right, let's dial him up. My guy, AP. We know he's going to deliver the goods. AP, one's in the air.
Finally, Chris Russell.
Yes.
Acknowledge me.
I acknowledge you, my tribal chief.
So, gentlemen, good afternoon. Happy Victory Monday.
Yes, sir. Victory Motown Monday, AP. You know the deal.
I should know better. Forgive me.
It's okay. It's all right.
But, I called Doc yesterday on the postgame show, man. You know, I'm a little abroad. I'm in Texas right now. I'm behind enemy lines.
Oh.
But, I'm a good ways away from family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a little emotional with Doc yesterday.
Yeah.
But
tell those cowboy loving steak eaters to go kick all the rocks.
Oh my goodness. So you know, I'm doing my thing for the military right now. So again, I'm away from family and friends. But at the time of that touchdown, because I was just cussing up a storm, Rooster. Like, I mean, cussing up a storm. I was just so pissed. I was pissed with the play calling. I was just like, there's no way we're gonna lose like this. Like, why? I was just so angry. I wanted to throw my phone, and my phone's pretty pricey.
Mm-hmm.
Got an iPhone 16, so I was like, I had to, you know, reevaluate my decision making to toss my phone in anger. But I'm in formation, Rooster. You know, military, you know, is when we line up, you know, do our thing, put out information. And, you know, again, I'm here on orders. I'm about to come back home to get off orders. So they're putting out information, and I'm sneaking in the back watching the game on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Rooster, I broke all military bearings and professionalism when that touchdown happened.
Ah, my God.
I had on flip-flops, sweats, and an Alexander Ovechkin jersey in the Texas Heat. I broke off into a dead sprint, yelling at the top of my lungs.
Boy.
I'm in a common area surrounded by soldiers, and they're just looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with
you? Attaboy.
But real quick with my headlines, because I know you got plenty of callers.
Yeah.
I got all hell JD5. And for an honorable mention, I have, what was it? I have.
What are you, like Linnell with honorable mention?
No, the honorable mention would be we got five on it.
Okay. All right. We got five on it. I like that. Okay. Good. All right. You be safe. That's most important. Okay.
Of course. I'll see y'all soon.
Get back home. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Thank you for your service as always. Let's get to Ronald in D.C. next up. Ronald, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for accepting my call.
Oh, sure.
On Victory Motown Monday.
Attaboy, baby.
Okay.
You get an extra. Get an extra Ric Flair out of that too.
I hear it. Thank you. I just love this team. I love the my main man. The quarterback,
Jaden Daniels.
His
yep.
demeanor. His mm-hmm. demeanor is. Just perfect. I just like that. And yesterday, watching the game, my wife is in one room, I'm in another room, mm-hmm. but we both are watching the game. But for some reason, her TV gets the game information before mine do.
Oh.
She in there yelling, and I'm like, what happened? And then I see it, and I'm like, whoa, I just grabbed my head. I'm so shocked.
How many seconds would you say is the difference between the two?
It's a little wild because sometimes she would be reacting,
okay,
and I have to get up and go see what she's doing because I'm too far back.
Yeah, that's interesting. That always, that's interesting. No, all right. No, why do you watch? All right, matter of semantics. Maybe you don't have to answer. Why do you guys watch it separately but the same thing?
Well, I don't know. She was laying down, and I was doing something else, getting laundry ready, so it's got to be washed or something.
Yeah. You're living life. All right, I got you.
I'm trying to help out.
Yes.
But my question, I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth down, when they showed only a couple of inches on the chain.
Yep.
Why we didn't go for it?
All right, so it's a great, great question. We haven't really dived into it yet. I mean, I couldn't tell live how close it was, and I know it was real close. Fourth and one, here's the only reason why they didn't go for it. It's because it's at your own 12. I mean,
okay.
Dan Quinn is going to go for that if it's, say, at, I don't know, his 35-yard line, maybe even 30. I just don't think fourth and one at your own 12, after you get that fumble at the goal line, which reverses seven, at least three, what have you, it's still a 12-7 game at that point. You know, you're playing to win, but you're also not playing to be stupid and to be reckless. And I understand the upside, and I understand the analytics, and I understand football is played and coached differently now. But Ronald, even though it was just inches, there's no guarantee that you don't get blown up at the point of attack, right? I'll give you a perfect example. Eberflus, the Bears coach, went for it on fourth and one once at his 39 or once at his 40, bypassed it at his 39. The difference was one was a little bit closer than the other, right? And neither one worked. Benjamin St. Juice stuffed out the one that they actually went for on a quick little screen. So even though it was fourth and one, technically, it was like fourth and maybe a half a yard, maybe a foot and a half, maybe 18 inches tops, and they still got blown up and didn't even have a chance. So there's no guarantee, even though it's just inches, that you're going to obviously convert it. And when you're at your own 12, that's like committing... You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it, but that's like committing you know what, you know?
I understand. I saw, and then knowing that they, you know, seeing that they was going to win, I want to say another question about Williams. He looked like the Washington was wearing him out. He was over there exhausted.
Yep.
And I was like, if they watching what he's doing, they should keep going at him.
They got a ton of pressure and quick on him. So he was scrambling around, running for his life, trying to make something out of nothing.
Hard like I don't know what. I'm like, get him.
No doubt. But to his credit, he didn't tap out like Anthony Richardson of the Colts did. Ronald, I appreciate you. Thanks for getting in. Got to let you run so we can get to some more. Let's get to, where are we going here? Let's get to Cliff in D.C. What up, Cliff? How are you? Cliffy? Cliff?
Yeah. I was in the house watching the TV, and all I could think about was the house that Jack built. And the game wound up being the thriller in not Manila, but Marinilla, as in Maryland, Marinilla. And I sit back and listen.
All right, Cliff. I don't know if that works. But I like the creativity, the thriller in Marinilla. All right, there we go. Let's get to Johnny in Oklahoma on the Odyssey app. Johnny, how are you?
Hey, how y'all doing today down there, man?
Good. Feeling good, man. I mean, 6-2 and a miracle win. Woo. Hey, man, you take it any way you can get it.
Exactly. Hey, I tell you what, I cannot remember another game, nothing like that ending yesterday. Fan of 50-something years, I can remember everything by far, but I'll tell you something, nothing has ever compared to that right there. My grandsons have been raised as Redskins fans. Two of them was here yesterday. One of them grabbed me and picked me up, and he nearly sucked my head through the roof of our house. I'm telling you, man.
How old is he?
He's 20.
Okay, so he's plenty old and strong enough to lift you up.
That's
great.
The other one is 16. He's 16. The other one, and I was ready to leave. I got to admit, I was ready to go. I said, we got to work on your pickup. And anyway, he said, no, Papa, they're going to throw a Hail Mary. They're going to win it. I said, oh, come on now. And I'm telling you what, I would have missed it. I really would have. And I have to be thankful to my grandson letting me go because it was his pickup.
That's awesome.
But I missed a deal similar to something, you know, like that. I got in the shower one day whenever we was playing over in England or Germany, and we tied it up with the Bengals 15-15. Yep, that's how that ended. But
London, not Germany, for whatever little London, that's worth. London, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I knew it somewhere. But anyway, I'll tell you something. This kid we got for quarterback, first off, when you think the Bears were picking Caleb Williams, mm-hmm. I promise you, I knew we wanted Jalen, not Caleb. But, you know, I tell you what, man. Well, I remember being 6-2. I don't want to, you know, say nothing, but last time we were 6-2, we didn't, you know, it didn't work out too good.
Yeah.
We went the other way. Obviously.
Yeah,
we
were 2008. You're right. It ended 8-8 with a lot of drama and a lot of and that was, you know, I was here in D.C., but I was not on the Redskins beat at that point. And but you know,
you
felt it, and you felt, you know, the animosity, and oh man, people thought Jim Zorn was going to get fired, you know, after that. So let's hope that this goes the opposite way, because said, 6-2 in the first eight, and then 2-6, obviously, in the second eight. You know,
exactly. And you know, hey, this team, you know, I don't even know what's going to stop them. I mean, they're living right, man. Everybody is. It's fan base. I mean, they're deserving, no doubt. We've waited.
Well, great defenses and a great running game can stop them. So we'll see over the next 3 weeks, because the Giants, not that they're a great defense, but they're a good front seven. I'm not sure if they're going to have Thibodeau back or not, but they've got Burns and Lawrence, and they've got, you know, a good linebacker. And then the Steelers are going to be really interesting at home. That's going to be the real interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see what this offense does against that defense. You're right.
But hey, it's one game at a time. It's one game at a time. We're through celebrating. It's
you got it.
Giants.
You got it. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate you. Yep, no doubt. I appreciate you. Have a good Monday. A victory Motown Monday. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll get to the rest of you, D.C. and Akatink, Michael and Gaithersburg, Jonesy. We'll get to everybody as quickly as we can. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Na 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 na.
All right, Jay Gruden coming up at 3 o'clock. Diami Brown as well. Quick little conversation that I had after. And remember, he had that big screen gain into the inside the 5-yard line. Commanders did ultimately get a field goal on that. Same thing for the Olamide Zaccheaus screen that he ran for a touchdown right downhill at me and the press box. They did get a field goal there, but they again lost potential points. And of course, if you missed it, Olamide Zaccheaus was our guest last week on Thursday. You can check it out on the Odyssey app at the Team 980. Just go to the Chris Russell Show and as well, the Team980.com. I was just trying to do some math. The Giants are on Monday Night Football tonight against the Steelers on the road. Going to be tough, obviously, for them. So Kayvon Thibodeau went on IR after their win in Seattle. So he missed the Cincinnati Sunday night game and then the Eagles' bad loss. So he's missed two games. He's still got to miss tonight and this Sunday against the Giants, against the Commanders. And that's particularly important because he usually lines up on their right side. And that's where the Commanders right now have an injury-laden mess. With Brandon Coleman having a miss yesterday because of concussion, we don't know if, when, whatever, he's going to clear concussion, have no idea. And then on top of that, Cornelius Lucas was in a walking boot, and Trent Scott had to, and I'm just trying to be as nice as I can. If Trent Scott's got to play next Sunday, 60-plus snaps. So just keep that in mind. Let's get back to the calls. Where'd you want me to go? Line six. Okay. Line six is Lee in Carolina. What's up, Lee? How are you? Lee?
I remember the first. Do you hear me?
Yes, I got you now.
Hello?
Yes, I got you. You got me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to put Lee back on hold. Something's going on with his phone there. He's not hearing me, or I'm not. I mean, I'm hearing him, and I'm trying to talk to him, but something's not right there. Let's go to Michael in Gaithersburg, next up on the Team 980. Michael, how are you?
I'm fine, Chris. First time caller. How's
nice
it going?
To have you aboard, Michael. Hang on. What was that? Hang on a second. Rick, calm down. Rick, chill out, please. Okay, sorry.
I'm seeing bubbles coming out like Lawrence Welk when you do that.
How are you, Mike? Good to have you aboard.
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to remember any memories from FedEx, the old FedEx Field. I guess anything that involves Sean Taylor, to me, maybe the greatest defensive back, especially if he had lived longer. Any scooping out a fumble or intercepting. The guy either had a great wingspan or he just had just amazing speed for his size.
The scooping of the fumble, kind of like, was that 2005 or 2006? I can't remember.
Oh, God.
You remember?
No.
No, okay. Somewhere around that, obviously.
I think it's around that time frame, yeah. And you had asked about a headline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I came up with one. Jaden D parts the Red Sea.
That's interesting. All right, I like that. I like that.
Well, it's biblical, but it's also like something that would never happen in real life.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like a, but last night was a fantasy. I mean, it's a very unusual game when you're statistically winning and you're not making enough points because you just can't hit it in the red zone.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, they got to get better at that. I mean, there's been a couple of games here, no matter what anybody wants to say, right? The Giants win week two. You know, there were a couple of moments against, you know, Baltimore where he's, you know, and I think that's the next step in Jaden's evolution, right? Sometimes Jaden is a little bit too high in terms of his accuracy. Sometimes, and I've noticed this more the last couple of weeks, he's low and behind. And yes, the red zone issues have been a little bit of an issue, not in every game, but a little bit of an issue. And when they are an issue, they seem to be like a lot of an issue where they're able to move the football up and down, up and down, which they were yesterday. But you've got to cash in for the seven. And whatever the reason is, and I'm not saying it's all on Jaden. I'm not saying that. But Jaden is part of that whole mess. Like, there was one throw to Luke McCaffrey that, you know, if it's a little bit better, and I understand it's a tough throw, but if it's a little bit better, Luke McCaffrey can reel that in, and it's seven instead of three, you know? I mean, those are the kind of things that I'm talking about.
Yeah, I guess you also have to worry a little bit about their offensive line being banged up against coming up against the Giants.
Yep.
And even though the Giants, well, they have it's a Monday night game. It's tonight, so they'll have basically one less game, one less day to practice. So, and by the way, I was at my mom's for dinner when all this occurred, this Hail Mary humongous proportions. I mean, it's kind of like watching someone play volleyball, setting up, and here it is, here's the ball. Instead of, like, batting it away, you're catching it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like choreographed perfectly. That's the way I look at it.
That's a great point. Yeah, it's a great point. Well, you're not supposed to bat it up, obviously. You're supposed to bat it down. But the kid that ultimately bats it up, the reason why he bats it up is not because he doesn't know how to play football. It's because he was too busy hot-dogging the fans and making a mockery out of the fans while the play is being run. And he's apologized to his coaches and his teammates and all that stuff. And that's Chicago's mess to worry about. Doesn't hurt me. But I will tell – well, actually, you know what? I'm going to save that story for just a little bit on Tyreek Stevenson. Maddie, don't forget to remind me. Michael, thank you. Appreciate you. Come on back and make sure you give us a call again. We want to go back to Lee in Carolina here and figure that out? Yep. Lee in Carolina. Let's try part two. Hello, Lee. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me now?
Yep, got you now. You got me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
All
good
right, day let's to do you. This. Let's do this.
Yeah, I remember the first game that stadium first opened back in 97 when Westbrook had the winning touchdown. But yesterday at the game, I was disappointed some of the fans leaving after Chicago had scored. I'm sitting in row 110 right behind the other end of the end zone. And when we said we were going to try to get a field goal and take it to overtime, we kept saying overtime, overtime. But when we seen that play, man, that stadium went over. Wow, it was overwhelming. Whoa, man, it was something to behold.
So wait, you said you were behind that end zone that Noah Brown caught it, or the other end zone? I'm confused.
I was at the other end. I was
okay,
at one team.
Gotcha. Okay, so you were on my side because it was okay.
Yeah, the other side. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But another quick thing, I will be in Giants Stadium where MetLife owns this coming Sunday.
Attaboy.
I remember last year what they did. I remember what they did to us last year when the Saquon killed us. But I think this year we got him up there again. I think we'll get him this year. I will be there this coming Sunday.
Attaboy.
So I think we got him.
And you're a first time caller too, right, Lee?
Yeah, first time caller. Yes.
All right. Let's make sure we give you the proper love. Ric Flair is a little juiced up today in more ways than one.
Yeah. I'm a native, but I left there in 03, so it's been a while. But I come to I make every game as much as possible.
Attaboy. Where in Carolina are you? In North Carolina, I assume?
North. Okay. North, yes.
And you're going to travel up to a lot of home games, and you're going to travel up to New Jersey?
New York. Yes, I will. In the Meadowlands. Yes,
attaboy.
I will. Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
good for you, Lee.
You know, lifetime fan. Fair weather fan, I'm not on the bandwagon, and this year is something special.
Good
for
you.
It is long been the waiting. So,
absolutely.
So I think we're gonna be in the playoff first or second round, but we will have a home game.
Attaboy.
So,
yeah, let's worry about that all in the days and weeks to come. Let's just get through, obviously the moment. Be safe on your travels. Appreciate you. Thanks for getting in. Glad we got the phone lines worked out. We will get to everyone else that's on hold. Hang on. Just be patient as well. Again, De'Ami Brown, my conversation with him in the locker room after the game, as well Jay Gruden at 3 o'clock, and then we'll spin around the NFL and clean up on aisle 3. First, a quick trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so we've been talking all about the throw that was and the miracle in Landover, and that certainly delivered the Commanders an unexpected and unlikely, a miracle 18-15 win over the Chicago Bears. Today, Tyreek Stevenson, who was shown on video, talking all sorts of smack to the fans, not participating, not watching the play until a couple of seconds in and until receivers were breathing down his neck, and then actually tipped the ball up in the air to Noah Brown. He apologized to his teammates, according to Matt Eberflus, the Bears head coach, and said, quote, he said, showed responsibility and accountability. But Eberflus did allow that he, meaning Stevenson, was supposed to be the one that boxed out Noah Brown. Clearly, he was not doing that. And of course, Stevenson was also involved during the game with Terry McLaurin and Sam Cosmi drawing a personal foul penalty after a 25-yard completion to Terry McLaurin. Meanwhile, good news for the Green Bay Packers, who lost starting quarterback Jordan Love during yesterday's win in Jacksonville, but his MRI came back a strained groin, nothing major according to NFL Network. He's day-to-day, and he does have a possibility to play this Sunday against the Detroit Lions, which obviously would be a huge thing for the Green Bay Packers. Monday Night Football, as we just kind of mentioned with Kayvon Thibodeau, on IR, so he is not available for the New York Giants both this game and, of course, next Sunday at MetLife Stadium against the Commanders. So Kayvon Thibodeau on IR. Russell Wilson gets the start for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Monday Night Football is yours over on 106.7 The Fam and the Odyssey app, coverage at 7:30 in that one. Meanwhile, we have the Hawks and the Wizards pregame coverage starting at 6:45 right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back on a Victory Motown Monday. We continue along at 301-230-0980. Let me just point out, I mentioned during the trending alert, the Wizards coverage starts at 6:45. That is incorrect. I forgot Atlanta actually does 7:30 games instead of 7 o'clock games. So the pregame coverage starts at 7:15, then the tip right around 7:30 from Atlanta. So Craig Hoffman will be on full show 4 to 7. Then a little bit of BetMGM tonight as filler. And finally, Dave Johnson and crew for the pregame at 7:15. So I just wanted to clear that up. And again, the Monday night game. So the Commanders are going to get two breaks here. One, no Kayvon Thibodeau, who's always played well against them, period. And especially this week, because, again, there's so much question at left tackle with Brandon Coleman in concussion protocol, missing yesterday, not having been cleared yet. We'll see what happens. And Cornelius Lucas being in a walking boot. Again, that doesn't mean he can't play, but they're in trouble if Trent Scott's got to play a full game, period. I'm sorry. They're just in trouble, right? So a couple of things at play there. Plus, you get the Giants presumably beat up against a physical Steelers defense and with a day and a half, you know, less preparation time, or at least a day less preparation time. I think that's, you know, I think that's a big break. Not a big long road trip or anything like that, but that is a significant break, in my opinion, for the Commanders as they try and now go to 7-2 after yesterday's miracle win. Some of the headlines that we've gotten from today's show. Forgive me, Father, I have sinned was more on the Bears. The Washington walk-off, I really like From Hail to Heaven because of the Hail Mary and the Hail theme. Let's see. One hell of a play from Jaden's ribs to Noah's cribs. Justice was served. All hail JD. Let me see. Mine was Noah's Ark with an ARC instead of an ARK. Matt, what was yours now? It was really confusing.
I don't really have a good headline. Okay. The bigger thing was I immediately, as soon as the Hail Mary happened, I started creating a sacrilegious DC version of Hail Mary, which Hail Mary full of space, no Brown is with thee.
Which nobody understands, including you, the host.
Oh, I'm sure a bunch of Catholics are like, yeah, I spent way too much time in Sunday school.
Yeah.
Let me finish that.
I'm like a very non-practicing Catholic, so that's why
same.
I don't understand
I'm out of, let's just say I'm out of touch. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Exactly. All right, back to the calls we go. DC and Akatink, what's up, DC? How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Russ?
Good, DC. How? I hope you enjoyed the win.
Man, it was amazing. Yesterday was a doubleheader for me, man. My oldest son won a Young Stars baseball tournament.
Atta boy.
And we were in the Carlisle, Pennsylvania area, so I got to explain a little history to him. And on the car ride back home, man, we got to experience a little bit of history. But the funny part is I stopped to get gas. I pulled over. It was the last place. My service went out.
Oh, no.
So we were sitting there. It never came back on. So then my son is like, Dad, y'all lost. I said, for real? I see a W, and I see that we have 18. I said, he said, how? I said, I don't know. So I went to watch the review of the game. And before I could watch the whole review, he went and found just the clip of the end. And he was smiling. He was like, Dad, it was a Hail Mary. So, you know, with that in mind, I would say the headline should say, J.D., Hail Mary, T.D. to N.B. to captivate the DMV.
That's a lot of acronyms. I like. All right, I gotcha. I'm glad it turned out okay, despite missing the actual play.
Man, yeah, it was a blessing to see it whenever I did, man. I was happy, and my son was overjoyed.
Awesome. Kudos to your little guy, too. I that's awesome. Being a dad, you know, of course, myself. I mean, you take so much pride and joy in your kids' accomplishments, and it's the most important thing. Awesome. Good to hear from you, buddy. I appreciate you. Be safe.
Likewise.
All right. That's our guy, DC, in Accotink. All right, let's get to 301-230-0980. Let's get to James in DC. What up, James? How are you?
How you doing, Chris?
All right, James.
Caller.
Oh, wait. Did you say you were a first-time caller?
Yes, sir.
All right, wait a second. What would Ric Flair think about what? Okay. There you go.
Yeah, man. I knew something was gonna be special yesterday. I have a 15-year-old son that lives in Chesterfield, Virginia, with his mom. I live in D.C.
Okay.
He called me late. Saturday night. He said, "Dad, I know you're going to the game. I'm gonna go with you." I said, "All right, I'll come pick you up." I went and picked him up. Coming back up the road, me and him made a little parlay tight end on National Tight End Day.
Atta boy.
At the game, while I was at the game. Then, at the end of the game, he's like, "Dad, we're going to score." When the bad scored the touchdown, he said, "Dad, we're going to score before we leave." I said, "You sure?" He said, "We're going to score." He said, "I bet you." And that didn't happen.
And he's like, 15, and he's 15, you said?
15 years old, yeah.
Atta boy. And do you guys get to go to a lot of games, or was this kind of a while deal, or what?
No, I'm a season ticket holder, and I try to come to at least two games a month.
All right, awesome. Glad you were there, man, because as you know, it was an absolute insane asylum in the best way possible.
Yes.
You know, where
Section
were you actually?
Row 6.
Where were you?
Section 105, row 6.
So where? All right. So the numbers of the stadiums in my mind, I've seen it a million times. Is that the end where the play was, or the opposite end?
The opposite end.
Okay.
Opposite end.
All right. But you had a clear view, obviously, of what was going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, clear view. It was a great, man. Great throw.
Listen, you know, you and your son are going to remember that moment for as long as you live, and, you know, hopefully that's a long time, right? I mean, no matter what this year turns out, no matter what happens from here on out, that moment is burned in our memories, in our hearts, in our thoughts forever. Like when people, you know, who knows what's ahead, right? And maybe there's bigger things ahead, but ultimately when you do a postmortem on the 2024 season, you know, shy of winning a Super Bowl, maybe, or getting to the Super Bowl, that play is going to be the most important thing.
Yes, and he got on his phone live. He took his phone, his cell phone.
Oh, great.
And recorded the last play live.
Awesome.
I was like, man.
I'm so glad you got to experience that. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Make sure you call back again. Congratulations. That's great. That's awesome. Let's go to our guy, Double A. Athan in Annapolis. I know, Athan, you were at the game yesterday, yes?
Yes, I got to experience the escalator nearly imploding and breaking with all of us on it coming down and seeing the final play on the TV.
See,
so it was amazing.
Athan was the guy that I was talking about, the fan, the good friend that I was talking about. I didn't want to say it because I didn't know if you wanted to publicly reveal it, but I said that earlier in the show. I don't know if you heard that. I said, you know, I used you as an example. So you were on the escalator.
as that play was hit, when did you leave your seats? Right after the Bears went ahead?
No, it was 5 seconds left, and then I didn't see them change it to six, but I just said, you know, I didn't think they had enough time to get close enough to throw the Hail Mary, and I didn't see the play to McLaurin, and then I was in line, and then as I'm coming down the stairs, there was a lot of arguing with Bears fans, and all of a sudden I hear bedlam, and either way, I was still in the stadium, so I got to participate in the mosh pit that was going on and all that other craziness that was going on in the lower level, so it was a lot of fun.
Attaboy. Well, I'm sorry that, you know, I'm sorry that you missed the best part, but at least you got to experience some of the pandemonium.
Well, it's like I'll be a Linnell and steal George Lucas. It's like a new hope.
Wait a second. Does Linnell steal headlines and themes and segments and names of things? I wasn't aware of that.
Just a tad. Yeah. Just a tad. You know, super six packs and things like that. You
the
know,
best, the best damn sports show period. Yeah, I got you.
Exactly. But I tell you, you know, Chris, it was just awesome because, you know, the defense Caleb Williams had 37 yards passing with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
At one point, midway through the fourth quarter, he had more rushing yards than passing yards.
Yeah, and still, you know, they found a way to stay in the game. So, I mean, kudos to the Bears. It's like I was telling the guy sitting next to me, it's just a matter of time before they make a play. And then they gave the game to us when they handed the ball off to the lineman, and he fumbled it, and you think we could have done something. But I mean, the Bears, I think they figured out our offense in the second half mostly, and they held us in check. But, you know, I mean, a new hope. And because, I mean, as this team continues to build and add more pieces, because we're not there yet, but to get that kind of win, it's just all those years of misery going out there and watching them losing and seeing Doc on the sidelines beside himself. And, you know, the here in the post game, it's just, when's this misery going to be over? What a hell of a way just to walk off, to walk out of there with some, like I said, some new hope and knowing that things are very bright for the future.
Great way to say it. Great way to say it. Sorry we couldn't catch up yesterday, my friend, but good to see you last Thursday night in Largo. Appreciate you. That is our guy, Double A. Athan in Annapolis. Let's grab, tell you what, let's take the time out, get back. Jay Gruden coming up at 3, but we have time to squeeze in a couple more phone calls before that, and then hopefully after that as well. We still got De'Ami Brown to come as well. That's a very short conversation. We will do all of that for you before 4 o'clock right here on a Victory Motown Monday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You've got to be kidding.
A little Redbone for you. Love this tune. On a Victory Motown Monday, good to have you with us as we approach 3 o'clock. Jay Gruden then. Right now, back to your calls, and let's get, where are we going here? I think Dominic at Tampa has been on hold the longest. What up, Dom? How are you, pal?
Chris, how you doing?
I am doing great. Hope everything is sort of returning back to normal down there, but I know a big win like that helps at least you, my friend.
Oh, absolutely. A big win definitely helps. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch the game, but Chris, if you don't mind, I have a comment and a question real quick here in regards to, obviously, the game here. Mm-hmm. So my question is I don't know if maybe you put a poll on here, but would you say that last night's game/finish was better than the Monday Night Miracle in 2005 in Dallas?
I mean, obviously, I didn't bring this up because it didn't happen at the stadium. But that being week two and that being not the final play of the game, for me, kind of stings it a little bit in terms of comparing. Like I would say, even though that's Dallas, even though that was a huge win, even though that was just enormous in every way, I would lean more towards what happened last night. What about you?
Fair enough. I would actually kind of agree with you. If it was in Washington in 2005, then I would have said yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it is Dallas and it's, you know, Joe Gibbs and the history. But, you know, again, that was just I was out on my phone, like I said, because I couldn't watch the game, and I turned you know, I was ready to turn off my phone, and then all of a sudden I see the 18 show up on the score, and I think I almost threw my phone in excitement. And I was in a crowd of people, and they just looked at me like, what just happened? But, you know, and my comment to that is Chris, is I turned to my father because he was, you know, we were both on our phones together. I turned to him. I said, Dad, I said, let's start planning for the NFC Championship game. Because I think that that where this team is headed, Chris. I really do. I don't see any other team other than maybe Minnesota and obviously Detroit who could stop this team. And Jaden Daniels is obviously not 100%. Yeah. He wasn't himself last night. He wasn't the Jaden Daniels that we've seen the past 6 weeks. But I think another week of treatment, and you're going up against a Giants team that obviously is not as they're the Giants. So. I really think the NFC Championship game is a real possibility this year. And if it is the case, I'm going to be flying up from Tampa, wherever it is, and hopefully, you know, winning that game and off to the Super Bowl.
Appreciate you, Dom. Good to hear from you, and glad you got some time with your pops, and certainly found the right recipe for finding out that they won in a miracle. And hey, man, wherever the season goes is wherever it goes. I don't think any of us will ever forget what happened last night, and of course, what has happened over the first half of the season. Appreciate you as always. Let's get to Jonesy here real quickly before the top of the hour. Jonesy.
Hey, WrestleMania, how you feeling?
What's up, Jonesy?
Not a whole lot. Hey, I was listening to Slick Nick ask you yesterday across the radio with Linnell. Love Slick Nick, but we got to work on Linnell. You got to talk to him, man. I mean, you know, motor mouth wins, and you got to talk to him, man. He's too pessimistic for me at times. But I'm overlooked at for this Victory Monday, so there's no real gloom and doom there. But, we had a chance to win on a few occasions, man. I mean, we've had like 3 touchdowns called back because of whatever reasons. We didn't catch the ball well or illegal man downfield, bonehead players. Those things got to clean up. I mean, in between the 20s, we played fantastically well.
Yep.
We picked up a ton of yards, but it's like that red zone thing, man. It reminded me of when we had Rex Grossman here. From 20 to 20, the guy was great. The team was great. But in the red zone area, problem. Never could score. But we pulled it out. We finally got it in the end zone. It took a Hail Mary win to forgive the sin. But there's some areas we got to clean up on. I love it. It was Victory Monday. Man, and always, man, trust me. And you got a friend in me. We ain't enemies by no. You the one to keep this thing straight at times. And I love that. Keep it up. Keep coming off the top turnbuckle with all of your subjects. We good with it.
I appreciate you, Jonesy. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you and glad to hear the happiness in your voice and so many over the first 2 hours. We got to take a time out from the calls. We'll get to former head coach Jay Gruden, our normal Monday 3 o'clock spot. We'll go in detail on the Hail Mary, what led to it, what didn't lead, how Chicago should have defended it, so on and so forth, how he would have dealt with all that and everything in between. With the former Washington NFL head coach and as well longtime offensive coordinator. That's next, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.